Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Molo, M-O-L-L-O. Karen Molo is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-4-22. But at that time, a metal sign that was resting on a table fell forward and hit her in the head. She believes she injured her head, eye, and neck, and was seen at the emergency room the same day. The impact was on the front center of her forehead. She understands her final diagnosis to be a concussion. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any treatment in this matter. New paragraph, we'll do physical exam. General appearance, she showed a picture of herself with right grid and left raccoon eyes. There was bruising and swelling of the right forehead and eye. And then we'll go to head, eyes, ears. She described feeling a lump at the hairline on the right, which this examiner was unable to palpate. She demonstrated an unusual thing, with her left eye closed. She had difficulty opening her right eye. The rest of head, eyes, ears is normal, and then neurologic is normal. Extremities upper, she was tender to palpation anteriorly and posteriorly at the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Spine cervical. Flexion was mildly limited to 45 degrees, with rotation right 50 degrees, and tenderness, Left rotation, bilateral side bending, and extension were full without discomfort. There was tenderness and spasm of the paravertebral musculature bilaterally associated with spasm. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 3-4-22, Karen Molo was struck in the head by a metal sign that was resting on a table. It is unclear whether she experienced loss of consciousness. She showed this evaluated pictures of herself on her phone that confirm trauma sufficient enough to cause significant bruising. She was diagnosed with a concussion and did not undergo any surgery. In paragraph, she currently has an odd phenomena about her eyes. With her left eye closed, she has difficulty opening the right. She is otherwise neurologically intact. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. But Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to her head, eye, face, and post-concussion syndrome. She has returned to a high functional level as seen in her ability to continue working at the insured. I would appreciate the opportunity to review pertinent medical documentation in this matter to confirm my impressions. End.